and I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Nearly 80 countries on Sunday jointly called for the territorial integrity of Ukraine to be the basis for any peace agreement to end Russia's two-year war. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
When the action plans for peace are ready and when every step is worked out, the path will be open for the second peace summit and thus for ending this war for a just and lasting peace.
Israel's military says it will at times stop fighting in parts of Gaza from 5 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. The pause aims to grant safe passage of aid trucks bringing much-needed supplies. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has the story.
The Israel Defense Forces released a video this weekend claiming to show elite units raiding what it described as terrorist infrastructure in Gaza, yielding large quantities of weapons. The United Nations has for months warned of catastrophe and famine in Gaza as Israel choked off entry points where vital food, water, fuel, and medicine would normally pass. But as of Sunday, the IDF announced a daytime tactical pause in its military offensive in the southern Gaza Strip. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
The Israeli military said on Sunday intensified cross-border fire from Lebanon's Hezbollah movement into Israel could trigger serious escalation. Iran-backed Hezbollah last week launched the largest volleys of rockets and drones yet. In the 8 months it has been exchanging fire with Israeli military in parallel with the Gaza war. The U.S. and France are working on a negotiated settlement to the hostilities along Lebanon.